This is Biotechnica and you're listening to India's first life science podcast, The Voice of Biotechnica.
Bacche man ke sacche, a phrase in itself, which reflects the purity of innocence children possess. It is an ultimate truth that children are the most beautiful and immaculate creation of God, full of exclusionary innocence. But unfortunately, this innocence is locked in the four walls since approximately 2 years of corona outbreak. Does corona actually brings the reasons to worry for the parents? Or is there some secret savior to protect these little creations from this deadly havoc? Presently, this is the most crucial, but yes, cumbersome question to be answered worldwide. Hello and welcome to Voice of Biotechnica. This is Nidhi, your host for today's podcast. Let's begin this podcast with some good news to share. Believe me, it brings me an extreme feeling of happiness to share that during this worst COVID-19 pandemic state, a big relief so far was virtuous children have largely been spared severe SARS-CoV-2 COVID-19 infection. So guys, a big question is, what made the most deadly virus of the century to give up before the kids? The data available till now indicates that fortunately young children account for only a small percentage of COVID-19 infections. Not only are they less likely to become infected with the virus, but most of them have been found to be asymptomatic or exhibiting very mild symptoms, which can certainly be considered as a positive news in this agonizing situation where every other thing appears to be hopeless and disappearing. This is unlike in children's response to most of the other respiratory viruses where young lives succumb to the severity of the viral infections. This has actually left the scientist in a state of bafflement. What could be the possible reason to kids' immune systems being better equipped to disconnect from SARS-CoV-2 than our adults? Finding a solution to this maze may emerge as a critical milestone against the life-snatching virus. A report has been published in one of the most reputed journals, Nature Communications, online, Feb 17, 2021. Based on the comparative analysis of the blood samples from children and adults in Australia having corona infection or exposure, assessment of immune responses during the acute infection phase and even post-infection phase of 2 months apparently indicated a stronger immune response to the virus in the children. A recent study suggests that this has been possible because in children, the innate immune system being more prompt, rapidly targets to attack the coronavirus. You might be wondering, how important is this innate system to fight the infections? Is it relevant to kids being more stronger to confront the COVID-19 infections? Let's try to get it simple. Just as frontline corona warriors have played the most pivotal roles during this pandemic, fighting like a strong line of defense against the fatal circumstances, innate immune response is our inbuilt first line of defense, which confronts the fights against germs or infections. Okay, let's start from the basic definition of immunity. It is the state of protection from infectious diseases, which deliver protection against foreign microorganisms such as bacteria or viruses. Most of us know at least this much about immunity. Am I right? And I am very sure during the second wave of COVID infection, most of us have stuffed our children with one or the other kind of the immune supplements to keep them well shielded against any infection. But what if we come to know that they are already blessed with a strong anti-infection system? Yes, you heard it right. Actually, immunity has two components, a less specific and another more specific. The less specific component, innate immunity, provides the first line of defense against infection. You may be surprised to know that most components of innate immunity are present before the onset of infection. Or to simplify it further, we may say that we are born with innate immunity, which constitute a set of disease resistance mechanisms that are not specific to a particular pathogen, but recognize classes of molecular peculiar to frequently encountered pathogens. Phagocytic cells, such as macrophages and neutrophils, barriers, such as skin, and a variety of antimicrobial compounds synthesized by the host cell, all are critical in innate immunity. The major agents of the other more specific components, adaptive immunity, lymphocytes and the antibodies, require some time to control the infection. Thus, it is actually our innate immunity which provides the first line of defense during the critical period just after the host exposure to a pathogen. This being a more primitive, non-specific type of response activated soon after the infection. Now, you must be having an idea about our safeguarding white blood cells, right? This is interesting to know that activation of neutrophils, the specialized white blood cells, which works to heal the damaged tissues, eventually resolving the infections, was found to be rapid and coherent in children, unlike in adults. As soon as children's immune systems confront the virus, it escalates this fast and effective immune response, which shuts the replication of the virus to the point that it even doesn't appear positive in the diagnostic test. Yes, that's true. It's been found that some children develop COVID-19 symptoms and antibodies specific to SARS-CoV-2 but never test positive for the virus on a standard RT-PCR test. Isn't it surprising? I'm sure you'll agree to that. It is nearly unfeasible to match the endless energies held by kids. True? Just like that, before actually the destructive virus could get a chance to take a hold, kids' energetic, infection-fighting immune cells migrate to the infection sites, rapidly kicking the virus off. Now, a separate set of studies suggest that since children remain reservoirs for seasonal coronaviruses, causing several forms of the common cold, so the antibodies against these coronaviruses might anticipate some protection against SARS-CoV-2. Meanwhile, there are evidences suggesting that children's noses contain fewer ACE2 receptor 11 used by the virus to gain access to the cells. A probable reason for COVID-19 to be less prevalent in children than in adults. Let's make it clear. It is unlikely that there is one exclusive explanation for why COVID-19 seems to influence children less than adults. After all, we can't deny the fact that biology is really so simple, right? However, comprehending the underlying age-related differences in the severity of COVID-19 will deliver important insights and opportunities for prevention and treatment. Not only for COVID-19, but for possible future pandemics as well. Until sufficient vaccinations are made and are available for kids or children, this secret and robust self-built immune system keeps protecting the young children to surrender against lethal coronavirus. So let's keep our fingers crossed and pray to God that though pandemic may be a disturbing prospect today, the magical childhood should be sustained all carefree and playful in our future too, as it has been there for centuries. So this will be all for today's podcast. Stay tuned to be part of many more interesting upcoming podcasts from your own Biotechnica. Signing off for today, thank you all.